Everybody, welcome to episode 19, I think. Oh yeah, episode 19. Yeah, episode 19, Victims of Fun. Live as usual from Mr. Fujiwara's top ramen shop in the Chiba district of Tokyo, right across from the Sailor Moon store. It is a nice night here in Tokyo. Very clear. They have some jazz guy playing tonight. Usually Mr. Fujiwara doesn't do stuff like that, but they got a... He bought a piano. And he brought it into the ramen shop. And we've got a piano going here now. And it's weird because, you know, you would think it's like a coffee shop now with a piano. I don't really know any ramen places that have jazz music, but he's got this guy on the piano playing jazz music. So, yeah, come on down to Mr. Fujiwara's for some jazz and some ramen. I'm just wondering if this is messing up my audio levels, because, you know, I only do one take of this, and I just turn on GarageBand. I hook up, you know, I use an Apple MacBook Air M1, and I do the podcast on Anchor, and, I run the levels and everything through GarageBand, you know, because I have the Yeti Snowball microphone. I'm just wondering if this jazz piano is going to mess up my audio levels, because my audio levels are usually set because in the background chatter, which I think is nice ambiance, but doesn't overpower my voice. You can just hear it if you listen, but with this piano going, and I only do one take, I just do the podcast, and then if it sounds bad, it sounds bad. If it sounds good, it sounds good. You know, I'm a one-man show. I don't have anybody doing any post-production. I really gotta learn how to do that. I really need to get a mixer or something, but, you know, it's money. You gotta hit the support button, you know, on the website for the podcast. You gotta throw me some cash, you know, type of thing. So as usual, I want to thank Anchor for being the easiest podcast software on the planet to use. It's very simple, very good. Anybody can do a podcast with Anchor. Even a buffoon like me can figure it out. You can make money off of it. All the tools are basically in one place. And they upload the podcast to 7 different sites for you, including Spotify, which is pretty cool. You know, you see the playlist for the Rolling Stones, and right next to it is Victims of Fun, which is kind of cool. Now, I have an email address now. So if you want to email me praise or criticism or nudes or something, it's victimsoffun@mail.com. So that's VictimsOffun. @mail.com. VictimsOffun@mail.com. We got our own email address now, which is good. We're improving. We're getting better. You know? Oh Lord, he's got a trumpet playing. So there is now a trumpet player next to the piano. And, I don't know if you guys can hear this now. Let's see if I can turn the level up. I want you to hear this. This is pretty cool. You hear that? It's got a little... Yep, there we go. The world's only ramen jazz cafe. All right. I mean, I think it's pretty cool. I guess. You know, it's, it is what it is. I hope I didn't screw the level up. If, you know, now that I have the email address, you can let me know. There's also a button on the Spotify site that tells you you can leave a message or something. I don't know if it's a vocal message or if it's a typed out message. I never actually tried it, so I don't know exactly how that works. But if the levels are screwed up, you know, let me know. Because, you know, when I listen back to it, You have to try assemble everything. I always think it sounds fine, but I know there's people who listen on their headphones or maybe in their house or their car or their, or maybe you're an over-the-road trucker and you're listening to podcasts, because that's what a lot of them do. I want to make sure you guys can hear it. And, you know, it always sounds good to me, but, you know, I've been told that something that I think is good sometimes isn't. So, maybe it doesn't sound good to you. I mean, to me, it sounds good. To you, it doesn't. I don't know. Just hit the message button or email me at victimsoffun@mail.com. Let me know. And, yeah, it's got a trumpet and a piano going. This is pretty cool. Next thing you know, he's going to start serving coffee. Yeah, I don't want to show up here one day and it's a Starbucks. That would be not good. Yeah. There's enough Starbucks around here. And Starbucks is extremely overpriced. And their coffee's horrible. And their overhead is... I mean, it costs... I think it costs Starbucks like 50 cents... like one of their large black coffees, and what do they charge, like $5? I mean, it's horrible. I mean, it's profitable as anything, but I mean, there's a lot of fair trade coffee shops, usually mom and pops, that get their coffee directly from the growers, like in Ethiopia or Kenya or wherever they're growing it from. They get it directly, no middleman. So when they buy the coffee, like 80 to 90% of the money goes back to the farmers who grow the beans, as opposed to Starbucks, and the farmers only get back like not even half. You know, Starbucks takes a big chunk for overhead expenses, advertising, you know, the CEO's, you know, Coke habit or whatever, I don't know. But I would rather have a mom and pop coffee shop that gets, I mean, there's companies that import coffee that get it directly from the farmers themselves. They actually go to Africa, buy the beans, process it, bring it over and sell it. So there is a middleman. So there is a small markup. But that's pretty much to cover the expense of going there, getting it, and processing the coffee. But with coffee companies like that, that deal directly with the coffee growers are getting the better end of the deal. They're getting most of the money. Starbucks is just, they don't do that. For all their talk of, you know, for all their talk of being this great, wonderful, caring company, I mean, they really treat their suppliers like crap. I mean, I remember when I did volunteer work overseas for a while, and I remember some of the stuff I would get locally from the local farmers or the local growers was always... I mean, I used to get fresh-made orange juice by the gallon. Okay, that's one place I was at. An orange plantation. You know, they would just go make their own orange juice, and I used to get it in gallon containers for like $3. And it was the best orange juice on the planet. It wasn't treated with anything, no GMOs, no added sugar. It was pretty much they took the oranges, mashed it, got the pulp. Do you want it pulpy or not pulpy? Then they would filter out the pulp or they'd leave it in, and they'd put it in a plastic thing and they'd sell it. I used to get that. It was like the best stuff. I'm a big orange juice guy. And that was, to me, the best orange juice I ever had. I'm a big coffee guy, too. I love espresso. I usually drink Cafe Bustelo. I have an espresso machine. It's hard to get a Cafe Bustelo over here, but that's like my coffee, my espresso of choice. It's Cafe Bustelo. So if Cafe Bustelo is listening, you know, why don't you throw me a sponsorship? I'll do a commercial for you. Gotta get paid, you know. See, that's the thing. Somebody was telling me, oh, you know, you're always talking about how you want to, you know, oh, God, send me money. Well, the reason I do this is to make money. I mean, I like talking. And, you know, I think the Joker in The Dark Knight said, never do what you're good at for free. And I'm good at talking. I'm good at, you know, being funny and telling stories and putting perspectives on things. So why shouldn't I get paid for it? At least I'm honest about it. You know where you you kind of know where you stand with me because, like, I'm trying to make a buck. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very upfront about my motivations and why I do the things I do. It's so that I can retire and sit on the beach and drink mojitos and get a basset hound and name her Bessie and just sit there and just chill. That's my goal. I mean, I'd love to live in Monaco, but unless I pull off a Joe Rogan deal, that ain't probably ever going to happen. But I would be content with, you know, somewhere on a beach, or I'd love to live in Italy. That's where my family's from. And you get these little Italian house, stone houses in these little villages for practically nothing. And I could see myself doing that. You know, little old Italian man sitting in the town square with the other old Italian men, playing checkers, reading the papers, drinking demitasse, you know, type of thing. I could see myself doing that. But I'd love to live on the beach, or like, Monaco would be the thing. That's where I'd love to be. But, you know, that you're talking like Joe Rogan type podcast deal, you know. Or if my cryptocurrencies hit, or if, like, I manage to write something that gets bought and turned into a movie and I make a ton of money, which, you know, I've been trying to do that my whole life. Whatever. You know, it's nice to dream. I'll probably end up in a friggin' travel trailer somewhere, dying in the woods, getting eaten by bears. You know? That's probably where I'm gonna end up. You know? My luck, I'll get, like, sitting on a beach, I get zapped by lightning or something. Oh, that's horrible. I remember I lived in Prague. I knew a guy who got hit by lightning, was dead before he hit the ground. So I taught his daughter in a Sunday school in the Catholic church I went to over there in Prague. And her father was on a golf course in Karlstein, outside of Prague. Beautiful, beautiful day, and a storm rolls in, zap, and he's dead before he hits the ground. I guess you just never know, but that's, you know, that's what, I mean, I had read somewhere a long time ago that golfing was, like, the most dangerous, like, more people died playing golf than any other sport, because most golf players are, like, overweight, stressed out, professional people who already are overweight and have heart problems, and they die on the course, or they're hit by lightning, or they have a heat stroke, or they're bitten by a snake, or, you know, so whatever it was, I just remember more people, and it was on a Monday that most people died on a golf course, but more people die on a golf course than, like, playing football or hockey or baseball. You know, I never understood the thing with golf. My father, you know, was a big-time golfer. He loved golfing. Him and my uncle would go to the Air Force base in Jersey and golf, because my uncle was in the Air Force. That's McGuire. And McGuire Air Force Base. And my father loved golfing. I mean, he really wasn't the best at it, but he loved doing it. And he, you know, he tried to teach me to do it, and I just couldn't. I wasn't interested, and I tried, and I couldn't get it. I was better at bowling. He was very good at bowling. He had a lot of trophies. Actually, when they were young, him and my mother would go bowling all the time. And I still have my father's golf clubs. We buried him with his driver, I think. But I still have his golf clubs. And I remember my mother saying, well, what are you going to do with those? You don't golf. I'm like, well, you know, I'm on display. And it's like a memento thing. You know, there's my dad's golf clubs. See, I'm into that. I'm into, like, mementos of people. You know, a lot of people aren't, but I put kind of stock in that. Like, you know, I have his golf clubs, I have his wallet, you know, stuff from my grandparents and, you know, everything. You know, when I'm dead, you know, whatever, I'm dead. You know, I don't know what happens to it. But it won't be my problem. And I won't care because I'll be dead. I'll be doing other things. But I guarantee you, when I get up to heaven, my father's going to go, what'd you do with my golf clubs? Well, hey, you never took up golf. You know, And I can't bowl anymore because of my legs, because of the problems with the damage from the flesh-eating bacteria and the lymphedema now, and my legs are pretty much wrecked. I mean, I probably could. I shouldn't say I can't bowl, because I haven't bowled since this all happened to me a couple of years ago. So maybe I could. I don't know. I should try it, you know? I was never very good at it, but it was always fun. I always used to love to bowl. I remember I used to spend time with this girl named Ayanna, who I miss very, very much. And then just something happened, and she decided she didn't want to speak to me anymore. Nothing I did. It's just people got in her head and said, you know, whatever. We used to go bowling, and I loved it. It was fantastic. It was great. I used to love bowling. I think my dad still has his name up on one of the bowling alleys in New Brunswick, New Jersey for something. I don't know, like how many perfect games in a row or some sort of thing. And I think his name is still up there. Yeah, I remember he had a lot of trophies, and he was a big baseball player too. He was a catcher, which I can't understand, because I don't see how people can be down on their knees that much, you know, in that type of, well, the squatting position. I did. You know, that's rough, you know. Of course, now nobody watches baseball anymore because it's all woke and protesting against it and a whole bunch of... That's what I always said, you know, if your sports should just stay out of politics, just play the game. You know, sports are a release for people. It's supposed to be something where people go and they don't have to worry about politics are being preached to. They just want to watch some competition. And now, recently, in the past few years, it's gotten all political. And that's why the ratings for all of it have crashed, because nobody wants to hear it. They want to watch their sports to get away from all that stuff. They don't want that stuff following them. And even NASCAR now does it. And that's why NASCAR's ratings have collapsed. I mean, hockey kind of doesn't do that, but hockey's got a very loyal, rabid fan base. Pro wrestling doesn't do it, and that's actually, it's weird, because pro wrestling's ratings and everything, I mean, pro wrestling's getting more popular because people realize that they don't, you know, they don't do stuff like that. The wrestlers might outside the ring in their real lives, because, you know, they're playing a character. But the shows themselves aren't doing anything. Other than the usual, you know, we're celebrating Black History Month and stuff, and that's good. Everybody should do that. But they're not doing the kneeling thing. They're not telling people that they're racists because of how they were born. They're not talking about privilege, whatever the hell that means, or anything. They're not doing that. But people don't want to deal with that. And it's not that people are intolerant that don't want to see it in sports. People don't want to see it because it was the one place everybody could go where they could get away from that stuff. Because it's everywhere else. So sports was always the safe space for everybody. And it didn't matter when you're rooting for your favorite team. Everybody was a fan. It didn't matter if the guy next to you was black, white, gay, straight, non-binary, Muslim, atheist, Christian, Jew, whatever. If you were a Giants fan, you were a Giants fan. And at that game, that Giant fan was your brother or sister. And everybody went to those games to get away from all this political stuff, and now they've brought it in there, and that's why people don't go anymore. And that's why the ratings crash. It's a shame, you know, because people need escapes from life, and any escape from anything, whether it's politics or their job or even their spouses or their children. Everybody needs somewhere to go once in a while where they don't have to deal with everything else that's going on in the world. It's good for you psychologically. It's good for you emotionally and physically to know that you can go somewhere and have a good time and not have to worry about any political or any religious or anything. It's just you're there for that event and that's it. You know, why do you think some music festivals are so popular? People go to, like, techno clubs because there's no political stuff there. Everybody just goes there and dance. You know, I've been to a bunch of raves. Nobody cares what color you are, what gender you are, what sexuality you are. You're there to dance and have a good time. And nobody cared. Maybe they cared outside of that, but they left it at the door when they walked in. Because people need a space to go to get away from everything. And they're slowly trying to take that away from us. And it's a shame, because you all need somewhere to go. Alright, we're going to take a break here from our sponsors. We'll be back momentarily. Thank you. Hey everybody. It's your good buddy Oscar Jackson. And inviting you down to Oscar Jackson's Used Car Emporium on Chickenhead Road by the Piggly Wiggly. I got a lot of used cars here I need to sell. I need to make money. And my son's an alcoholic, and the woman who runs the office in my dealership, and she's sleeping with one of the ex-salespeople, and her husband's a meth head, so it's a mess here. I need to make money because I want to retire to Costa Rica. But, yeah, enough about that. Listen, I got a lot of used cars, okay? I got a really big selection here, cars, trucks, vans. And I got something that'll fit everybody's budget. Even if you're dirt poor, which is pretty much everybody listening to this, because, let's face it, this is a really podunk, dirt poor town we are in. I'll take Snap. I'll take EBT. Yeah, you show up with a couple cases of bourbon, I'll probably trade that for a car. For instance, I got this 1982 Chrysler K car. I just put new floor mats in it. I got it AutoZone, so I kind of upgraded it. It's got 240,000 miles on it. I want $800 for it. $800 is pretty cheap. Maybe new dirt poor homeless people, which is pretty much everybody listening, you can afford that. I mean, I don't ask any questions. I'll finance anybody. Just give me the money. I got a lot of other cars. I got this special of the week is this Ford Probe. You know, it's a nice little sporty car. It's pink. It's got like a blue interior. I got some really cool plastic rims on it that I got at AutoZone. It looks pretty sharp. This is the type of car that like you could do like a... What is that? Furious and Fast in a movie with Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel is a real manly man. So you could pretend you're in that movie and drifting around and, you know, shooting bad guys. You could live out your Vin Diesel fantasies in this car and, you know, come on, we all have Vin Diesel fantasies, let's be honest. But yeah, you got this Ford Probe, and as a special incentive this week, my wife did a lot of cooking. And I got cookies, and I got pie, and I got cake, and cupcakes, and stuff. I brought them to the dealership, so if you buy a car, you get your choice. Take home a box of cookies, or a pie, or a box of cupcakes. I got some really good pies. I got a Boston cream pie, a blueberry pie, cherry pie. Got like this chocolate pudding pie. So... come to the dealership, buy a car, you get some baked goods. So you can buy this Ford Probe, and you can take home, you know, one of the pies. It'd be great. So, to just clarify things and reiterate, so there's no misunderstanding, you come down to Oscar Jackson's Used Car Emporium, I'll probe you and give you a cream pie. You come down here, and I will cream pie you. I'll cream pie anybody that comes to the dealership. I'll get all my sales guys there, cream pie everybody. You walk by the dealership, you're getting a cream pie. Just buy a car. Alright? So, thank you. We'll see you down here at Oscar Jackson's Used Car Emporium, where you can come and get a cream pie. And, God bless the Confederacy. Good. Alright, good day. Hey, welcome back to second half of episode 19 of Victims of Fun. As usual, we are live at Mr. Fujiwara's Top Ramen in the Chiba District in Tokyo, right across from the Sailor Moon store. And we got Jazz Night here at the ramen shop. And, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. It's really weird. Yeah, I guess if you ever go to a ramen shop in Tokyo, they're kind of just like a long counter where you sit and you have ramen. There you go. But this place, it used to be something else. And it's actually got tables and everything in it, in addition to the long counter. It's got like tables and seating. It's a pretty big place. And yeah, it wasn't designed as a ramen shop. It was something else. I think it was a bookstore. And there's a lot of room in here, and I could come in today, and there's a piano sitting in the corner, and I'm like, oh, what's this? And, I'm setting up the podcast, and there's a pianist and a guy with a trumpet, and it's jazz night. It's pretty good. It's pretty crowded. And, the tea is good here, the sake is good here, the ramen's incredibly good. And, Mr. Fujiwara is kind of he's a good guy. He's funny. he's a good guy. Apparently he's going to be recording another commercial. He said not to play the other one. He's going to make another one. Whatever. It's cool. Like I said, the whole sponsorship thing, like I said, if you're an independent musician or artist or something like that, let me know. I'll if you got something going on, tell me about it. I'll record a little blurb and stick it in as a commercial or something, or a bumper or whatever. Even if you're like a self-published author, contact me. I got an email now, victimsoffun@mail.com, or you can hit the message button on the website for Victims of Fun on Anchor or Spotify. And, I'll plug it. I'll make a little commercial for it. Maybe you have your own podcast. Whatever, man. It's no competition. Let me know. I'll give you a shout-out. Just give me one. They see, because, everybody should just help everybody. Not everybody's in competition. I've read about other podcasters like purposely trying to sabotage other podcasts to try to like poach their audience. That's not cool. I'd never do that. Everybody should help each other. So, if you're an independent singer or band or movie maker, or you got a YouTube channel or a Twitch stream or self-published author, or you got your own podcast or blog, just email me, victimsoffun@mail.com. Let me know about it, and I'll get back to you, and work something out, and I'll record a little blurb for you, and I'll stick it in somewhere, or I'll give you a shout-out, and I ask that if you have the means to shout me out, that you do it. Everybody builds everybody up. I've made a grand total of 13 cents so far with the ads. Well, the only sponsor I have is Anchor, and they sponsor everybody. But I've made 13 cents so far. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I think back in the day, you get a White Castle for a nickel. So I think I can get two. But I think they're a dime now or something. But, like I said, if I could get, if I could get like 100 people sponsoring me $5 a month, it's $500. Pay my rent. Obviously I'd love a couple thousand, but I'll take what I can get. And if I can help somebody out, you know. It never really helps somebody out. They become famous. Hopefully they remember you and they don't forget who you are, like Jeff Bezos did for everybody. Or, oh man, I was always told that you need to remember the people on your way up because they're the people you're going to meet on the way down. You know, and I always try to remember the people that helped me. So if I'm ever in a position to help somebody, I can do it. Because that's what you should be doing. Should be helping people. And, but yeah, so that's, so there you go. Did anybody watch the, it's real quick, March Madness is over, and you know, everybody thought Gonzaga was going to win, and Baylor just like killed them. I mean, Gonzaga was going for the undefeated season, and Baylor was just like, yeah, I don't think so. And just, I mean, the game was over in 10 minutes into it. I mean, Gonzaga never caught up. They went down like by 18 in the first 3 minutes, and they never got back. And it was just a curb stomp. You know. But now March Madness is over. And I love college basketball, and now there ain't nothing going on. So I won't watch baseball. Well, I never was a big baseball fan anyway. And, we'll see what happens with the whole moving the All-Star game thing. I don't know. It's just, I don't understand all that. But I guess that's the world we live in. I know back in the 80s, it's kind of stuff didn't go on. I miss the 80s. I was looking at some, photographs from my high school yearbook. Oh my god, the hair and the clothes. Remember the hair on the women back then? You know, like you had like a whole can of Aquanet to keep your hair up. And like, what a leg warmers were really popular. And, you know, guys had mullets, and it was just, fashion-wise, the 80s was weird, but music-wise, it was fantastic. I had so much fun. If I had a time machine, I'd go back. But, you know, time marches on. You can't really do that. You gotta deal with the present and the here and the now, and not worry about what happened in the past, I guess. At least that's what everybody says. So My friend Liz, Beans, actually, is what she wants to go by. She wants to come on the podcast. And so I'm trying to figure out how I can, because she lives in Arizona. So I got to figure out how I can get her on here. You know, I was thinking to Skype her in on a Skype call, and hopefully it'll pick it up. But I got to do some research on that, but she wants to be on the podcast, so, yeah, she's cool, I like her, I'll try to get her on, if I can get that to work, like, if I can get the whole, you know, get somebody remote on the podcast thing, and actually sounds good, like, I can get the levels right and all that, I could start having guests, you know, I would totally invite Elon Musk on my podcast. I mean, I'd have to, I mean, he would never answer, he'd never reply, but that would be the greatest thing in the world. You know, just get him on here. You know, even for like 2 minutes. Like, if I had Elon Musk on, I wouldn't even talk about, like, the usual Elon Musk thing that everybody talks to him about, you know, like Tesla and electric cars and stuff. I would ask him just, like, the most batshit insane questions. Like, I'd grill him on the whole Philly cheesesteak thing, and I'd ask him about, you know, does he consider pineapple on pizza to be blasphemy, because it is. And, you know, I would totally not do the Tesla thing. You know, I would just ask him anything other than that. See, that's what I would do. I would have famous people on that were known for something, and then I would totally avoid the subject. You know, I would totally avoid the subject. Like Elon Musk, I would totally not talk about Tesla or electric vehicles. If I had Tom Cruise on, I totally would not talk about acting or Scientology or anything that he does. I would be like, all right, Tom, what would you talk to Tom Cruise about, actually, if it wasn't about any of that stuff? It would be about something. I'd be like, so, Tom, let's rate breakfast cereals. Like, you know, what's your favorite breakfast cereal? And I would go from there. You know, I would totally avoid anything that Tom Cruise is known for. Seriously. Like if I had Robert Downey Jr. on, no Avengers questions, no Iron Man stuff, nothing about the movies. It would just be like, hey man, who's your favorite? What Muppet would you identify with the most and why? That's the type of stuff I'd ask him. So that'd be cool. Famous people, you know, with unrelated questions. Oh, God. You know, if I had Donald Trump on, and I met Donald Trump a bunch of times, because being from New Jersey, growing up in the 80s, you couldn't not meet him if you hung out in Atlantic City like I did. Met him 3 times. It's funny, because after the first time, he remembered me the next 2 times, even though it was like a year and a half apart. But, like, if I had Donald Trump on, I would totally not talk about his presidency or the casinos or anything. I would just come up with something that, like, had nothing to do with anything that Donald Trump would be known for and just go from there. You know? Hey, Donald, Mr. Trump, I'd have to call him President Trump. So, President Trump, soft shell or hard shell tacos? You know, what do you think? Which one? You know, President Trump, peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, peanut butter on top or peanut butter on the bottom? Like, do you eat with the jelly on the top or do you eat with the peanut butter on the top? Because I eat with the peanut butter on top because it gets stuck to the roof of your mouth. But a lot of people don't like that, so they eat it with the jelly on the top. You know, that's the type of stuff I'd ask him. I would totally want to just start, you know, talking about, you know, the obvious stuff, but I would totally just avoid it. You know, it's like, there's this guy, what the hell is his name? Anyway, he has famous people on, they eat chicken wings, like hot chicken wings, and they talk about stuff. It'd be that type of thing, you know. Unrelated questions for famous people. That's what I would have. You know, like Kristen Stewart. Oh, God, Kristen Stewart. Oh, my God, I'd marry her tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, well. But I would totally, like, not ask her about anything other than, like, you know, I'd be like, Kristen. Yeah, I don't know. Burger King or McDonald's. She probably doesn't eat either one of them. But, you know, it'd be stuff like that, you know. Stuff that nothing had anything to do with anything that the famous person was famous for. You know, everybody would be like, oh, it's a wasted opportunity. Well, you know, a lot of times, I'm sure Elon Musk probably must get tired of talking about Tesla and electric cars at some point. Seriously. You know, he must get tired of it. And he probably would just love to talk about something that's got nothing to do with that. That's the type of interview I would do with famous people, if I ever had famous people on here. And the only famous people I know Kelsey Bowen. She's an actress. She's famous. I know her. She'd be on the podcast in a heartbeat. Sherry thinks it's a great idea. I kind of know an adult actress, because we've talked via Twitter DM before. Not for anything horrible. She was talking about, and she was getting a root canal, and she was tweeting, I'm getting root canal, I'm so scared. And I tweeted her, I said, I had 4 in one day. And she private messaged me and said, oh my God, what was that like? Because I've never had one. And just ever since then, for the past 2 years, we've talked over Twitter just about nonsensical stuff that's got nothing to do with the adult industry. Well, she's retired. She doesn't do it anymore. Retired at 27. She doesn't do it anymore. But, so she's kind of famous, because if I name dropped her, everybody would know who she was, and I'm not going to do that. So, you know, I could talk to her. I think who else I know that's famous? Nobody really. Do I know anybody else that's famous? I don't know. I mean, if you ever saw World War Z, you ever see World War Z? The zombie movie. Yeah, did you ever see that with Brad Pitt? Oh God, it was a fantastic. I enjoyed it. The book was better. But there's no way they could have filmed the way the book was. There's no way they could have filmed the book the way the book was. But anyway, the woman who played the Israeli soldier that accompanied Brad Pitt, who had to have her arm chopped off because she was bit by a zombie, her name is Daniela Cortez. We were friends on Twitter and Instagram and everything. I could probably get her on. Maybe. Maybe I'd get her on. I have to ask her. That'd be nice. But, what are you gonna do? I have to ask her. Trying to see if I know anybody else who's famous. No, not really. Brian Cage and Vinny Massaro. Brian Cage is like the machine. He's like the big dude in AEW wrestling. We've interacted on Twitter a couple times. He's fantastic. He's built like a monster. Sonny Kiss is another wrestler from AEW, and we've interacted a couple times on Twitter. He's cool because he's a great wrestler. He's absolutely fantastic. And Vinny Massaro. I remember him. We've talked before. He's Sicilian, and he's his whole character pretty much revolves around pizza. And like, people will post pictures of pizza to Twitter and ask him to rate it, and he'll give his opinion on it. And I usually, whenever I cook something Italian, I'll put it up there and I'm like, Vinny, what do you think of this? And I told him if he was ever in the area, I'd take him out to dinner. So I could probably have him on. He's probably got some interesting stories about wrestling, because he's been wrestling for a long time. And his wife, if I'm not mistaken, Vinny Massaro's wife makes like these haunted dolls. Like, they're really scary and stuff. I think they probably like a shout out. I'll have to find out more about that and give them a shout out, because I think I remember that's what she does. Vinny's a really good guy. I like him. So I have to get somebody famous on here. I mean, I'm famous, sort of. But we'll see. Well, I'm going to the beach tomorrow, and I may record a portion of this at the beach. I'm not bringing my laptop to the beach. That's not happening. But I'm going to try to use the Anchor app on my iPhone to record a segment at the beach, because I figured I could do some nice on-location podcasting and see how that turns out. I mean, I'm going to record it, and I'm going to run it through the GarageBand to see how the mixing and everything in it is, and we'll see how it comes out. I don't know how good the microphone in the iPhone XR is, but I'm sure we'll find out. And so hopefully I'll have a podcast up tomorrow night, because I'll be at the beach. Well, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Remember, you can email me at victimsoffun@mail.com. Remember, you can listen to me on Spotify and other podcasting hosting things. You want the anchor site for Victims of Fun? I have a Facebook page for Victims of Fun. Just look for Victims of Fun. You'll see it. Like it. Post a comment. Hit that support button. Send me some money because I need it. Send me money. And, start emailing me. Give me some ideas or just, like I said, if you got something you need plugged, let me know. I'll do it. I'm all about helping people. Alright, thank you very much. Appreciate you guys listening. If there's any over-the-road truckers listening to this, you guys be safe out there and drive safe. And thank you for all you do and all the first responders that might be listening and military. And everybody try to love each other, alright? Alright, we'll see you next time.